Chapter 3. A Place to Be. Regardless of a professed rationalization that I became an actor in order to travel, I probably chose my profession because I was seeking approval, adulation, admiration, and affection, each a degree of love. Perhaps no child ever feels the recipient of enough love to satisfy him or her. Oh, how we secretly yearn for it, yet openly defend against it. Cary Grant. Our dreams are our real life. Federico Fellini. Archie Leach's adolescence was marked by absence. The absence of his mother, the absence of a stable home life, the absence of money, the absence, it seemed, of a promising future. Not long after his mother's disappearance, his world was disrupted again. Britain was at war, and material conditions grew even worse for working-class families. His father, it seems, simply withdrew himself from his son's life. There was no open breach, there was just a vague and gentle separation. They left the house at different times, Elias for work, Archie for school, and they returned at different times. They seldom saw each other. Archie became, in effect, a latchkey child. In September 1915, at the age of 11, he won a scholarship to the local Fairfield Grammar School, a gabled red-brick establishment about 10 minutes' walk from Picton Street. The Liberal government of the time offered free places to a limited number of children whose parents could not afford to contribute financially to their education. Archie still had to pay for his books, school uniform, and other necessities, however, and in the absence of his mother, he soon came to suspect that he would probably not be able to get through Fairfield on the little money that his father gave him. As a result, his aspirations for a college education slowly faded. Elsie Leach.